listening on 147.26, my system. This is KI-7, QMD Mobile, listening on 19. KDYS Mobile. K-E-Y-S, K-A-K-U-I-S, K-C-A-Q-V-X.
AB9NN mobile monitoring. DMH. Thank you.
DCW testing GMR link. DCW testing GMR link. DCW testing DMR link.
This is KFA BCR. I've got you loud and clear, just a little bit south of Traverse City.
Just got back. Just programmed another DMR radio and checking to make sure I can get into the local repeater here at Petoskey on it with the DMR link talk group. Thank you. Appreciate it. KFA BCW.
Not a problem at all. KF8 BCR, mobile and clear.
KF8 BCW.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November on the wireless, over.
Thank you. KF8 FPE, mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey, Romeo Bravo Romeo.
Well, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm away home from work, finally.
Very good. I'm just working on one of my mobile stations in the house, though. So. Radio in a box, actually.
Yeah, this is a hobby that keeps on giving. You never get bored with it. There's always something new to try. Can get a little expensive, but it is fun.
And what's your name? I'm Blaine, by the way.
Yeah, my name is Josh.
Very good. Yep. From Charlevoix, are you?
No, it's Boyne area, Boyne Falls.
Did you just test Saturday?
What's that? I didn't catch your last.
Did you just test for General on Saturday?
No, I did not. I haven't tested for my General yet. Actually, I just got past the test February 1st. So, haven't been doing it too terribly long, but, I'm planning on doing my General, but no, I did not take it yet.
Roger that. I wasn't sure if there was a Josh or not. Anyways, congratulations on passing your test. And it just opens up a whole new world. So, all kinds of things to do.
Yeah, coming from doing the GMRS, which I pretty much capped out, there wasn't a whole lot more I could do there. Still enjoy it, but I just like having all the avenues of communication, so this definitely blew the doors open for me. There's a lot to do. I'm barely scratching the surface.
Yeah, roger that. I have tried quite a few things, digital, handheld, all kinds of stuff. There's always more to do. I enjoy working with this group, though. They're very...
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of guys out there that you can glean information from, because when you think you've got it, and it's easy starting out, it's pretty simple, but man, the farther you go, there's a lot of knowledge to be gained, and there's a lot of guys on here that know way more about it than I do, so I'll listen to a lot of it and just try and absorb most of the information I hear.
Yeah, very good. That's a very good way to do it. You can find what interests you and ask questions, and there's somebody to point you in the right direction, so it's definitely worthwhile.
Yeah, I try to pick what I can up, because I did go and look at some of the general license questions and some of the things involved, and I'm definitely far from prepared for that. So whatever I can learn, I am going to, because I would really enjoy expanding, and I don't know if I'll go all the way and pass general. I don't, it just depends. I'm not a real good test taker. I struggled all through school. I mean, I have knowledge. I just can't always put it down on paper or see it that way and understand it as well. So
But yeah, I'm going to do my best anyways.
RBR. Yeah, I would agree. I think what worked best for me was just repetition. Just getting a phone app and just doing the questions over and over until you're passing the test at, you know, an acceptable rate, and then take the test. So that's worked for me for technicians in general and extra class. And then I go back and fill in the gaps, and it's definitely repetition, just repetition works. So that'd be my suggestion.
KFAFTE. Yeah, I've used, when I started, one of my friends, he's on here, he kind of guided me towards, I believe it's ham radio prep. Sometimes I say that backwards. Either ham preparator or ham radio prep. I believe that's what it is. That one seemed, that was pretty flawless. Real easy, seamless to use. I had it on my laptop, put it on my, got the app for my phone, and I mean, that is really nice, and that worked really well. That's how I was able to get my license to begin with, and I think it's a great website for it.
I think that's the one I used as well. I definitely highly recommend it. So I think it's good also to, well, it's kind of fresh in your mind. You've been studying a couple months ago for the element one, and then just go to the next element. While some of those ideas are fresh, it's 35 questions, and also if you've worked 200 of them and you have a pretty good basis, you're answering them right, you'll pass. So that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to, I kind of do that stuff around wintertime just because I don't have as much to do. I get real busy in the summer, so if I find the time, I'll probably slowly through the summer months, spring and summer, work through it. And the technician one was easier for me, I think, just because I have a pretty good foundation in electrical and stuff, being in automotive, you know, Ohm's Law and all those different things. And my brother was an electrician, so a lot of that's just common to me. So most of it I understood a lot of. There was some specific stuff to radio that I had to remember, but yeah, like I say, the general is definitely a big step up. I think the technician, they just want to get your foot in the door, get you in, kind of reel you in a little bit, hook you in the lip, and then it turns into an addiction, which is okay because I like buying toys and playing with them, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. That's how we get hooked. I was just doing some manual programming on my iCom mobile, so I had to get the YouTube out and walk through it. It's hard to remember on each radio, so I'm keep going back to the, if not a manual, then a YouTube. So I'm gonna sign out. Still working on these manual inputs. So pleasure to meet you though, Josh, and W8RBR, Blaine signing out, 783.
All right, Blaine, it was nice to meet you, and I'm sure I'll hear you out there eventually because I'm always monitoring and pretty much everywhere I'm at. So I will talk to you down the curly wire. AFAT, clear and monitoring.
Thank you. Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Quebec Mike. I'm trying to get in over a handheld here, but it seems the ears of the repeater are not too well.
Hey, DMH, that's you.